League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Boom. I am excited to announce that Joe Espada is going to be the new manager of the Houston Astros.
Time to remember yesterday's John and Lance show. Kind of.
Anybody? Yeah, we'll hear. Anybody? Yeah, we'll hear.
You're not on X?
I'm not on X.
Xing right now.
Xing right now.
Xing, Xing, Xing right now.
What are you doing pointing to your butt?
I wish it was a contract. I wish it was a contract. Contract.
See, no accountability, John.
You're a circus anyway, because all that weird stuff you do.
True that.
True that.
True that.
Del Ola Machete.
Beat it.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Before we left you, we awkwardly stumbled into trying to give away some tickets. Well, this Saturday is the final home game of the regular season, and we will, and by we, I mean the Cougars, will be saluting their seniors. Join us for a night of thrilling plays and unforgettable moments and a celebration of our dedicated senior athletes. Don't miss out on all the excitement. Tickets start at just $15. Go to uscougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS now to get your tickets. Come early, be loud, wear red. It is the final home game of the regular season against the Oklahoma State Cowboys. We talked to Dana Holgorsen about that earlier in the show. I said 9:05, but I had to read the copy. So caller 5 at 9:10. Caller 5 at 9:10 wins a pair of tickets to Houston versus Oklahoma State this Saturday. Go up and support the Cougs as they make that push to be bowl eligible.
Lance and I are going to have a little discussion here. I disagree with you on this Petrie play.
Okay.
So, first of all, we know they're in zone, okay? Because watch the linebacker here. Or is that Tavier Thomas? Tavier Thomas just lets the receiver go, and he goes to the flat. Secondly, if we've got three receivers right, why is Petrie lined up here near the hash when there's a no, it's just a tackle here? He should be more towards the numbers so that he could cover all three.
Where is he lined up? What are they showing? They're showing on this play that he's lined up over the slot. It's a disguised coverage. The linebacker slides.
Unfortunately, this is a disguise leads to a touchdown.
Well, the disguised coverage gives you no chance. That's why he knows he's got to – look, even if you're in zone, this isn't a cover two look right here.
Okay, well, Lance and I are talking about the first touchdown to who was this?
Trent Irwin.
He goes up the sideline. It looks like Stingley lets him go, but then realizes that Petrie ain't getting there.
Well, he just couldn't run.
I don't know that. No, he hesitates.
Look, okay.
And by the way, this is absolutely zone because Thomas lets his guy go.
It doesn't matter
into the flat.
It doesn't matter if it's zone. The fact is, look who is in the middle. Look who's the second receiver.
Well, where does Stingley have? Does he have deep third or does he have the flat?
But look, at what point he opens right there and starts running, he gets beat. Right there, Jalen Petrie's number one concern is Cashman is on a receiver there. So you got a linebacker who's trying to guard man. And then more importantly, right next to him is Ja'Marr Chase. That's the biggest concern on the field. The biggest concern on the field for your safety should not be whether or not Trenton Irwin, who, by the way, has an outside release and goes, like, that is an impossible throw for a safety unless he, like you said,
not unless he lines up towards.
But he's not supposed to because that's a disguised coverage. So they.
Or get there in a hurry as opposed to just backpedaling.
But you're not.
Get over in a hurry.
But the point is, you're not worried about on that alignment.
And look at the route
angle,
he took his way.
The angle was a bad angle.
There was a terrible angle.
It was a bad angle to the ball, no question. But you should be less worried about a man coverage when you're running, because you got to run with those guys in the cover three, for example. If you're running with Irwin, if you're going to run with Irwin, and I would say that, you know, so Trent Green brought up, well, he's kind of looking at the flat, and he's gonna. But he never really makes a stop. When he
does hesitate,
Stingley, very briefly, if at all.
But here's what. I will tell you, I thought Jalen Petrie had a terrible game, and I think Perriman had a terrible game, awful game. And Petrie is not, especially with Jimmy Ward out, if you want to know, Houston Carson outplayed him. First of all, Petrie dropped another interception.
Yeah.
He can't catch. Secondly, he couldn't tackle. He had zero tackles, and he had plenty of opportunities. Third, he was off on the – when you go back and look at the long catch that Tyler Boyd made, Petrie took a terrible – another play where he was just terrible in coverage. Listen, Petrie is good, and he's been a good player for the team. It was a terrible game.
But the defense had a great game. It wasn't his best game. No. But I don't want to over-focus on a guy who I think is one of the bright spots of the defense. I think in general, Jalen Petrie is one of your better players and might be your best player in the secondary.
I would say Tavier Thomas is your best player in the secondary.
Tavier Thomas has – he's not involved with a lot of negative plays.
No.
I'll give you that.
No, I would say Tavier Thomas right now is your best. And, oh, by the way, Steven Nelson. Steven Nelson has been really good, too.
Yeah, Steven has played really
Nelson has played really well.
I can tell you, Jalen Petrie's not a sweetheart of PFF, if that matters to you.
No. I don't know. With my human eyes in this game, I was like, oh, my goodness, Jalen Petrie. I went back and watched it yesterday again, and Jalen Petrie and Denzel Perriman, wow. It was bad. It was bad. And you know what? Jalen Petrie, I don't – overdo it because Jalen Petrie has been a really good football player for this team. He did not have a good game the other day. He just didn't. 713-780-3776 is the number. Let's get Gilbert in here because Gilbert has been waiting a while to get on the show.
About 3 hours.
He's got something that that's really important. Let's get him in here. Hey, Gilbert.
Hey, I think the Texans are
going to
go to the Super Bowl,
probably. Whoa!
You changed it up last week.
Boy, you changed your mind. I thought you said that the Bengals were going to win that Sunday.
Yeah, but I figured that C.J. Stroud got the ability to win the games at the last minute anyway.
That's a good point.
I figured that anyway, you know.
Yeah.
That's one of the things.
All those people of color living right now, you better get your airplane tickets. They go Super Bowl in Las Vegas anyway.
I like
so
that.
I'm sure not going anyway, you know.
Why aren't you going?
I can't walk that far anyway. I'm scared of planes anyway.
What are you scared of a plane for? Why are you scared of planes?
Qantas Airlines.
Yeah, I don't want to get crashed, like plane crash or something like that anyway, you know.
Well, the odds are low on that game.
Yeah, that's not going to happen, Gilbert. Don't be scared of a plane. Okay.
He can't walk that far. He said he can't.
Well, if the Texans go through, I'll go, okay?
All right.
So you are. Showed up there together. You know, John and you and Lance anyway.
Okay, yeah. Now, so you have already said what you've said, if I heard this correctly, was Texas fans should get their plane tickets now to Las Vegas.
For the Super Bowl.
Get them now. For the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Texans and the Cowboys in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Texans
wow.
and Cowboys in all Texas Super Bowl.
Who's the best team in Texas, the Cowboys or the Texans?
Oh, that's a tough one, Gilbert.
Texans,
the best team in Texas. How about that? I think you're right about that, if you want to know the truth. I think you're dead on about that. Gilbert, I like it. Now, you were wrong about the game on Sunday, right?
Yeah, but he said he had to learn.
Yeah, I'm glad I was wrong anyway. I didn't know what T.J. Trent would do anyway. But anyway, you know.
He learned what he just said. He could learn what he could do.
Yeah. Yeah, you learned, though. I think you learned the hard way, didn't you? You learning the hard way there, Lance?
Yeah,
I learned the hard way anyway, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, did you get those people in my Christmas party yet? Did you get anything going on?
Oh, by the way. Oh, before I go,
he gave us a
mind.
By the way.
Have you secured his guest list?
As if that wasn't the lead for him.
What?
Have you got those guys all set up? Dell's the producer. Dell's the one that gets the guests on the show, Gilbert.
He didn't ask me. He asked you.
No, but that doesn't matter.
By
the way,
you're
the booker. You are the one that gets the people on the show.
You have contacts throughout TV in this town.
Guys, don't tell me how big the
news.
Gilbert said, don't tell me how big the
news. I'm not talking
to you, Gilbert, and please let's not get in a fight before Officer Phillip calls in and misconstrues an entire conversation. Because he's not a detective. He's just an officer. John and Lance are the guys who know everyone. They will get you set up.
Anyone. No, you're the booker the show. You're the one that has to get this all set up.
RJ would have done this by now.
RJ had it done by now.
RJ had Jennifer Reyna last year?
Yeah. Yeah, she called in.
And Raj to the Christmas party?
Yeah.
What does calling in do for Gilbert?
Gilbert loves that. He loved, for his birthday.
It wasn't really RJ so much as one of our listeners. Listeners, Jason.
Oh, no, he got...
No, it was Jason.
Yeah, Jason did.
Jason H., yeah.
Yeah, Holcomb. Yep. Uh-huh. He was out at Valencia's with Garrett, his son.
Yeah, he made it happen.
Yeah, his son was going to Texas A&M and was happy about Jimbo being fired.
That's surprising.
You know who's not happy? Johnny Manziel. Did you see that?
Why is he not happy?
Johnny Manziel said he loved Jimbo because Jimbo gave him access from the get-go, made him feel like he was part of the family.
So self-serving. Is that what Johnny's talking about? Okay.
Yeah, Johnny don't care about them
wins.
What
about actually winning games, Johnny?
Johnny don't care about them wins.
Well, he proved that in Cleveland.
Yeah. No. Johnny was part of the program, and that's all he cared about. That's how I'd be, too.
Well, I will do anything that they want to help with Jimbo. I'm like... anything they want after Jimbo's gone, anything the Aggies need, I'll be more than happy to help. I'd be like, you could throw parties for... Now, I would let him...
Well, the recruits? Put him in charge of recruits.
I'll let him host recruits.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Maybe they could go...
I think they'd like it.
Yeah.
They'd have fun with Johnny.
Is he going to lead them into the Mississippi State locker room to steal stuff?
That's what I was just thinking. State don't have nothing?
What do you mean?
They ain't got no watches, Rolexes Colorado.
I'm sure they got stuff to go to Starkville.
They don't have a coach.
They don't even have a jewelry store in Starkville.
It's probably true. Gilbert, you're still listening, right?
Yep.
Okay. One of the girls on the Culture Map side, Del was there.
I was.
She's hilarious. She went to Ole Miss, and we said, who are the worst? Because what I had heard is the worst people, Chelsea told me the worst people are in the SEC are Tennessee, Florida, and Mississippi State. And the girl who's on the other side, she went to Ole Miss. She goes, okay, Mississippi State is total trash. They are the worst by far. Mississippi State is the absolute worst. Like, she couldn't have been any more. Now, I didn't know how much of that was
Ole Miss stuff.
Ole Miss, if it was all Egg Bowl. And she claims it's not. Now, Chelsea said LSU. My wife said, what about LSU? My wife tried to put LSU in the worst fans in the SEC. And she goes, no, there's too many people from Texas there. They dress it up a little bit.
LSU fan came and stuck his flag in my booty.
But what
the girl said, no, I'd keep Tennessee out and put LSU in.
Yeah.
For the worst fans.
At one point,
they're terrible fans.
We thought the consensus was all the Vills, Gainesville, Knoxville, and Starkville were terrible.
Yeah, John kind of figured out the Vills are bad. Not John, but Adele figured out. Yeah. If you're a Vill, you're pretty bad, actually.
Gainesville, Starkville.
And Knoxville.
They're bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't have any problems up at Tennessee. I didn't have any problems.
Fansville's okay.
Time to talk right now about football. Forget that. You know where is a great place to play? Right here, TDECU Stadium. And you know what? We need you out there. Come on. 713-GO-COOGS. Tickets starting at just $15. Want you out there. Want you supporting this team. Still got a shot. Listen, Oklahoma State got lit up last week. Let's keep that going on. Win this week, and now you got a shot against Central Florida to go to a bowl game. Got to keep that. Let's keep the energy up. Come on, people. You did a nice job last week. Let's get on out there. We're giving away tickets, but if you want to go, it's great. It's affordable for the family. All right, you want to take them to a major sporting event. It ain't cheap going to a pro football game or a pro basketball game or a pro baseball game where you get a great bargain, where you get a great deal for a major sporting event is at TDECU Stadium. So if you're looking for a great way to take the kids, y'all go. Get you know what? And the kids, that you want them to have that connection with the university early on so that they got a lifelong team to root for. TDECU Stadium is the place. If you're looking for tickets, 713-GO-COUGS, uhcougars.com/tickets. Let's get on out there. Let's support these Cougs. Just two games left. Last home game of the season against Oklahoma State. Do not let Oklahoma State come in here and dominate the stands. Let's go. 713-GO-COUGS, uhcougars.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. Aya Game Powder.
All you walls, nightmares, I'm about to come true.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your daily distraction from the horrific reality of your very existence. Man, I didn't know it was that bad. But hey, it's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So the Texans are in the play. Are they better than the Bills?
I mean, I don't think so, but maybe.
Maybe.
It might be. Who's had a better year at quarterback? Look, Josh Allen handles a lot of the workload from a running standpoint, too, but I mean, I'm not supposed to say Texans are better than Bills. I feel like I'm getting way out over my skis, but they just, let's just see, I guess. I
know who has a better record. Are they better than the Bengals? They just beat them.
Beat them in Cincinnati. Are they better than the Steelers, John?
They beat them.
Are they better than the Jacksonville Jaguars?
It doesn't feel like the Steelers are 6-3. Does it feel like that?
It is.
Does it feel like the Jags are 6-3?
No.
The Browns?
No.
They're all 6-3.
No.
The Texans are in the postseason at 5-4 right now.
So far, the Texans have beaten two of the. Well, they lost to the Ravens, but so I don't think the Ravens want to see them now. But they've beaten two of the three in the AFC North, which we thought, you know, that's the only thing that would really hold them back is they have to play AFC North schedule, because you had to play the Bengals and the Ravens, Steelers, Browns, and actually it has turned out to be a very competitive division. But in general, man, it has not really been a very difficult run so far from a schedule standpoint. I mean, the AFC, the NFC South is such a blessing. It's such a blessing. And yet, you lost your two games. You've lost are to the freaking Falcons and the Panthers.
Yeah. I don't think that they were the Texans then. Don't you feel like they're a different team right now than they were?
I don't know. It wasn't that long ago when they played the Falcons and Panthers.
No. But I feel like they're different now.
I think they're better with Tank Dell.
Yes.
I think they're better than when they played the Falcons. Yes.
And I just think that they still don't stop anybody in the last minutes. They don't stop anybody.
No matter how well they've played defensively the whole game, like against Atlanta, although Desmond Ridder did throw for over 300 yards. You know,
although Tyler Boyd did drop that ball.
Yeah.
They lose that game too. Right.
Because they would not have had enough time to get the touchdown. Because they would have had to have a touchdown. And you already saw they got down to the whatever yard line it was with time running out. They wouldn't have scored. They would have lost the game. And we would be talking about, I'm tired of moral victories. This team should have won three, and it would have been a much bigger deal. This team right now should be, you know, 6-3 or 7-2. Instead of 4-5, that's what the talk would have been. Instead, we're having conversations about,
right now
are they better than the Bengals and the Bills?
No,
but it feels like an actual consideration.
They absolutely could be and should be 6-3. 7-2 maybe, but they should be 6-3.
Yeah.
What about the other way?
The game that was the giveaway was Carolina. The 3rd and 12 with over 3 minutes. All you have to do is make it 4th and 6, 4th and 5, and they punt and they try to play the timeout game and the 2 minute game, and they allowed an 11-yard gain on that, which said, and if I'm Frank Reich, I'm like, well, we're going for this.
Yeah,
but if
you make it 4th and 6, they may not go for it for their side of the on their side of the 30-yard line with over 3.5 minutes to go.
But if we're playing that game, Tampa's up. With 40 seconds to go, CJ was great. But that's generally not a spot where you come back and win the game.
No.
And what if Joe Burrow doesn't throw two picks? What if Tyler Boyd doesn't drop a touchdown?
Tyler Boyd catches one.
In the end zone.
Tyler Boyd drop was the play.
This is what I'm saying. So
if Tank Dell doesn't drag his right foot brilliantly inbounds against Tampa.
That's what he does.
Against Tampa, that one, that's
a
loss.
Well, he did it in here. He had a beautiful
catch. So this is what I'm saying. 5-4 is probably right, considering you had like four games that could have gone either way. Now you're upset because you lost to the worst team in football.
4-5. I mean, a 3-6 is possible.
Yeah, or you could be
7-2 is possible.
Yeah, so I think you're probably right where you should be.
Look at the amount of plus minus the Texans have.
You are what you are.
Yeah.
But look at how – listen, I mean, we're past the halfway point. Dude, the NFC is so much better than the AFC.
And it never – it looked like that would be the furthest thing from the
truth. With the quarterbacks in the AFC?
Oh, my gosh.
So it's Kansas City, then the Ravens are second seed, the Jags are third, Dolphins, Steelers, Browns, Texans. Those are playoff teams. Eagles, Lions, 49ers, Seahawks. The Cowboys are the sixth seed.
Are you buying into Seahawks?
Vikings, Saints. Saints are the fourth seed.
That's dirty. Well, if you match top three versus, let's just say top four versus top four. Who are the top four AFC teams?
The top four AFC teams
Chiefs,
are Kansas City,
Ravens.
Ravens, Dolphins, Jaguars.
Just give me your top four. It doesn't have to. Just give me your top four. Who are your top four?
My four in the AFC?
Yeah.
Chiefs, Ravens, Dolphins.
Can't be Jags, can it? It's hard finding another one, though.
Well, it's Steelers, Browns, Jags, or Texans.
You don't feel, none of those feel like a fourth best team.
If Bengals win this week, they would have been it.
Okay. T. Higgins will
Bengals
come back.
Might still be at 5-4.
Okay. Then make it the Bengals. That's fine.
Yeah.
And then who are your top four
Eagles,
NFC teams?
Eagles, 49ers, Lions, Cowboys.
Yeah. Feels like a pretty good matchup. Four versus four.
Well, I don't know. Cowboys are really good.
Well, the expectation was that the AFC was going to blow away the NFC. It was going to be, you have Eagles, Cowboys, 49ers, and that's it. But you lost Aaron Rodgers. The Bills have been a big disappointment. Joe Burrow and the Bengals have been a disappointment relative to expectations. Frankly, Jacksonville, despite being 6-3, really doesn't feel like they've taken much of a step.
And as a matter of fact, there's a quote, an article today. Is Trevor Lawrence not? Is he help? Is he stepping up? Is he the guy that we thought he was going to be?
Not so far.
No.
That's why I hesitate to just put Trevor Lawrence on that next tier. I don't really think he's. I think people think that because. Of that playoff game where he was so bad in the first half and so good in the second.
Yeah, but he had to be that bad in the first half to make him look that good.
Exactly.
And then the Browns, I don't know. They're defensively,
they've got
they
one
are
good
awesome.
Half. They got one good half from Deshaun Watson so far this year. That's it. But it led to a come-from-behind win. And frankly, this has been one of the big issues for the Ravens over the last 2 years is they blow games in the fourth quarters.
Okay, gun to your head, you want C.J. or Lamar Jackson as your quarterback?
I want C.J., but I favor a quarterback I know if you're behind, he can win from the pocket.
You want Deshaun
Lamar will make more explosive plays.
C.J.?
C.J. Stroud.
You want Trevor Lawrence or C.J.?
C.J. Stroud.
See, we're saying.
I can't believe I'm saying that, but it's true.
Not Joe. You don't want him more than Joe.
No, I'd rather have Joe Burrow. I'd rather have.
Allen.
I'd rather have Josh Allen.
You'd rather have Josh
Allen. He's been there, done that, through those things. But
Justin
Herbert.
I'm
sure people would fight me on that. I'm not a big Justin Herbert guy.
I'll take CJ. He didn't have the scars as far as the failures that Justin Herbert had.
Not only that, he's been more.
No. Good point.
More picks, more turnovers over the last three. The most turnovers in the fourth quarter of
one-score
game.
Games, yeah.
Justin Herbert was third. Lamar Jackson has 12 turnovers.
Oh, I'm telling you, Lamar's terrible.
In a one-score game in the fourth quarter.
In the fourth quarter when they're winning, they lost.
But Herbert's got nine.
The Miami Dolphins got them last year in a game that I thought they had no chance.
Yeah, they're down by three touchdowns twice and came back
and
won
Lamar
in the fourth quarter.
Lamar was terrible, made bad decisions, and then Tua, I think it was Jaylen Waddle, had a couple of long touchdowns.
Ty Hill got behind them a couple of times. Waddle scored the game winner.
Oh, yeah, maybe. But you know, Josh Allen does the same thing, too.
Purdy or CJ?
CJ.
Goff or CJ?
Out of
Goff's playing well.
Goff is playing well.
That Lions offense is pretty good, except unless they're playing the Ravens in Baltimore.
Right.
CJ.
CJ.
Yeah.
Dak or CJ?
CJ.
Geno or CJ?
A lot of these guys we have baggage with. CJ doesn't have
That's just it. I know too much about the. You're right. What's the negative I have on CJ right now?
He had the.
I don't have pro negatives. Yeah, on even him the yet. One, he hasn't played long enough.
Right.
Even the one awful throw he made.
Psychological.
He got a chance and he redeemed himself.
Yeah, I don't even remember that bad pick.
Right.
Almost pick six because they won, or it would be. Right. Trust me, I would remember that if they lost that game.
Yep.
If Tyler Boyd catches it, we're having totally different conversations this week.
Jalen or CJ?
Jalen.
Yeah. So, but there's only a handful of guys.
Dude, this is crazy. I mean, I'm giving Joe and he's having a better year than Joe and Josh, but I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. Jalen, Pat Mahomes. But I think right now, based on not having the negative vibes and negative experiences with CJ Stroud, it's hard for me to not put him past Dak and Justin Herbert and Geno. Geno probably doesn't get enough credit. Matt Stafford, healthy Matt Stafford or CJ Stroud?
Oh, I want CJ.
Yeah.
This is the guy who won a Super Bowl and had a game-winning drive in the Super Bowl.
Was it 3 years ago?
Two seasons ago.
Yeah.
Game-winning drive.
I always go back to if Tart catches that ball, he's not even in the Super Bowl.
Understood, but
it was right in his hands.
And if Tyler Boyd doesn't catch the
ball. Yeah, right. Tyler Boyd catches that ball. Of course, CJ would have brought him back for a touchdown.
If USC catches the ball, Vince Young doesn't go down and become an icon.
If they convert on 4th-and-1, we don't have the Vince Young play. So all of these things can determine something. But Matthew Stafford led a game-winning drive in the Super Bowl.
You know when he went down?
And you're still taking CJ Stroud.
You know when he went down? This is getting back to the theme of the show earlier on. You know when Matt Stafford's career took a downturn? When he let that girl fall off the stage and went, and walked off. The same thing you did at CVS or Walgreens.
Well,
bad things happen to you.
There's a big difference.
Turn your back on humanity.
When you just turn a blind eye.
The biggest difference
to people in need.
The biggest difference, you know, beyond the millionaire Super Bowl winner is my career can't take a bigger downturn than it already has.
That is true. Well, you can get fired again.
That's happened.
And I'm not sure that that's a downturn.
What's the difference? It's happened before.
Well, you were working with AI to help destroy our country.
That's not what I was doing.
No one really knows for sure. I just know that you were feeding stuff into AI.
Just know I had to sign an NDA. That's all you have to know.
I'm talking about right now.
Destroying the country.
News of the Weird coming your way next. Right now I'm talking about McGrath Pest Control. Scott McGrath is awesome at what he does. Scott McGrath does this, and I know a lot of most of the people I actually have gone to Scott McGrath, and because of my friends, and they just said he's just awesome. I mean, there's no bugs. If there ever is a bug, you call up there, and they're gonna come back out there, and it just doesn't happen. Okay, Scott McGrath worked tirelessly for a business. As a matter of fact, Nick was in here. They had a bug problem at Nick's place. Scott McGrath came in and said, Nick had tried I don't know how many different ones, and Scott McGrath said, "I'll get this done. Don't worry." And sure enough, he got that done, and it has been fantastic because this is what Scott McGrath does. He's going to kill those bugs. If you've got any issue whatsoever with bugs and you think, well, this is unsolvable, no, it is solvable. Scott McGrath can solve it. I've got a mosquito problem. I had a mosquito problem in my backyard. Done. A mosquito murdering system. Scott McGrath is perfect at what he does. He is going to kill those bugs for you. And if you got varmints, he does that as well. He went and collected possums at my house, and done. Problem solved. All you got to do is give him a call, 281-469-8240, 281-469-8240, or go to McGrathPestControl.com. He's the best. You'll love him, Scott McGrath. It's a locally owned and operated business, and he's going to be conscientious. He's going to make sure it gets done every time. McGrathPestControl.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. Take his pork chop.
I don't want his pork chop. I want his life.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your daily distraction from the horrific reality of your very existence. Man, I didn't know it was that bad. But hey, it's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So the Texans are in the – are they better than the Bills?
I mean, I don't think so, but maybe.
Maybe?
It might be. Who's had a better year at quarterback? Who is – and look, Josh Allen handles a lot of the workload from a running standpoint too, but – I mean, I'm not supposed to say Texans are better than Bills. I feel like I'm getting way out over my skis, but they just, I don't, let's just see, I guess. I
know. Are who they has a better record than the Bengals?
They beat them in Cincinnati.
They just beat them.
Beat them in Cincinnati. Are they better than the Steelers, John?
They beat them.
Are they better than the Jacksonville Jaguars?
It doesn't feel like the Steelers are 6-3. Does it feel like that?
It is.
Does it feel like the Jags are 6-3?
No.
The Browns?
No.
They're all 6-3.
No.
The Texans are in the postseason at 5-4 right now.
So far, the Texans have beaten two of the. Well, they lost to the Ravens, but so I don't think the Ravens want to see them now. But they've beaten two of the three in the AFC North, which we thought, you know, that's the only thing that would really hold them back is they have to play AFC North schedule. Because you had to play the Bengals and the Ravens, Steelers, Browns. And actually, it has turned out to be a very competitive division. But in general, man, it has not really been a very difficult run so far from a schedule standpoint. I mean, the AFC, the NFC South is such a blessing. It's such a blessing. And yet, you lost your two games you've lost are to the freaking Falcons and the Panthers.
Yeah. I don't think that they were the Texans then. Like they're a different team right now than they were?
I don't know. It wasn't that long ago when they played the Falcons and Panthers.
No. But I feel like they're different now.
I think they're better with Tank Dell.
Yes.
I think they're better than when they played the Falcons. Yes.
And I just think that they're, well, they still don't stop anybody in the last minutes. They don't stop anybody.
No matter how well they've played defensively the whole game, like against Atlanta. Although Desmond Ridder did throw for over 300 yards. You know,
although Tyler Boyd did drop that ball.
Yeah. By the grace of Tyler Goeie.
Yeah. Right.
Because they would not have had enough time to get the touchdown. Because they would have had to have a touchdown. And you already saw they got down to the whatever yard line it was with time running out. They wouldn't have scored. They would have lost the game. And we would be talking about, I'm tired of moral victories. This team should have won three, and it would have been a much bigger deal. This team right now should be, you know, 6-3 or 7-2 instead of 4-5. That's what the talk would have been. Instead, we're having conversations about, are they better than the Bengals and the Bills?
No,
but it feels like an actual consideration.
They absolutely could be and should be 6-3. 7-2, maybe, but they should be 6-3.
Yeah.
What about the other way?
The game that was the giveaway was Carolina. The 3rd and 12 with over 3 minutes. All you have to do is make it 4th and 6, 4th and 5, and they punt and they try to play the timeout game.
Yeah.
And the 2 minute game, and they allowed an 11-yard gain on that, which said, and if I'm Frank Reich, I'm like, well, we're going for this.
Yeah.
But if you make it 4th and 6, they may not go for it for their side of the on their side of the 30-yard line with over 3.5 minutes to go.
But if we're playing that game, Tampa's up with 40 seconds to go. CJ was great, but that's generally not a spot where you come back and win the game.
No.
And what if Joe Burrow doesn't throw two picks? What if Tyler Boyd doesn't drop a touchdown?
Tyler Boyd catches one.
In the end zone.
Tyler Boyd can't drop was the play.
This is what I'm saying. So
if Tank Dell doesn't drag his right foot brilliantly inbounds against Tampa.
That's what he does.
Against Tampa, that one, that's
a
loss.
Well, he did it in here. He had a beautiful
catch. So this is what I'm saying. 5-4 is probably right, considering you had like 4 games that could have gone either way. Now you're upset because you lost to the worst team in football.
4-5. I mean, a 3-6 is possible.
Yeah, or you can
7-2 is possible.
Yeah, so I think you're probably right where you should be.
Look at the amount of plus minus the Texans have.
You are what you are.
Yeah.
But look at how – listen, I mean, we're past the halfway point. Dude, the NFC is so much better than the AFC.
And it never, it looked like that would be the furthest thing from the
truth. With the quarterbacks in the AFC?
Oh, my gosh.
So it's Kansas City, then the Ravens are second seed, the Jags are third, Dolphins, Steelers, Browns, Texans. Those are playoff teams. Eagles, Lions, 49ers, Seahawks. The Cowboys are the sixth seed.
Are you buying into Seahawks?
Vikings, Saints. Saints are the fourth seed.
That's dirty. Well, if you match top three versus, let's just say top four versus top four. Who are the top four AFC teams?
The top four AFC teams Chiefs, are Kansas City,
Ravens,
Dolphins, Jaguars.
Just give me your top four. It doesn't have to. Just give me your top four. Who are your top four?
My four in the AFC?
Yeah.
Chiefs, Ravens, Dolphins.
Can't be Jags, can it? It's hard finding another one, though.
Well, it's Steelers, Browns, Jags, or Texans.
You don't feel, none of those feel like a fourth best team.
If Bengals win this week, they would have been it.
Okay. T. Higgins will
Bengals
come back.
Might still be at 5-4.
Okay. Then make it the Bengals. That's fine. Yeah. And then who are your top four
Eagles,
NFC teams?
Eagles, 49ers, Lions, Cowboys.
Yeah. Feels like a pretty good matchup. Four versus four.
Well, I don't know. Cowboys are really good.
Well, the expectation was that the AFC was going to blow away the NFC. It was going to be, you have Eagles, Cowboys, 49ers, and that's it. But you lost Aaron Rodgers. The Bills have been a big disappointment. Yeah. Joe Burrow and the Bengals have been a disappointment relative to expectations. Frankly, Jacksonville, despite being 6-3, really doesn't feel like they've taken much of a step.
And as a matter of fact, there's a quote, an article today. Is Trevor Lawrence not? Is he stepping up? Is he the guy that we thought he was going
to
be?
Not so far.
No.
That's why I hesitate to just put Trevor Lawrence on that next tier. I don't really think he's. I think people think that because of that playoff game where he was so bad in the first half and so good in the second.
Yeah, but he had to be that bad in the first half to make him look
exactly.
That good. And then the Browns. I don't know. They're defensively.
They've got one good half. They got one good half from Deshaun Watson so far this year. That's it. But it led to a come from behind win. And frankly, this has been one of the big issues for the Ravens over the last 2 years is they blow games in the fourth quarters.
Okay.
They blow
gun to
games
your head.
In the fourth.
You want CJ or Lamar Jackson as your quarterback?
I want CJ, but I favor a quarterback I know. If you're behind, he can win from the pocket.
You want Deshaun
Lamar will make
or
more
Deshaun
explosive
or
plays.
CJ?
CJ Stroud.
You want Trevor Lawrence or CJ?
CJ Stroud.
See, we're saying.
I can't believe I'm saying that, but it's true.
Not Joe. You don't want him more than Joe.
No, I'd rather have Joe Burrow. I'd rather have.
Allen.
I'd rather have Josh Allen.
You'd rather have Josh
Allen. He's been there, done that, through those things. But
Justin
I'm
Herbert.
Sure people would fight
Justin
me on
Herbert.
That. I'm not a big Justin Herbert guy.
I'll take CJ. He doesn't have the scars as far as the failures that Justin Herbert has.
Not only that, he's been more.
That's
no.
A good point.
More picks, more turnovers over the last three. The most turnovers in the fourth quarter
in
of one-score game.
Games, yeah.
Justin Herbert was third. Lamar Jackson has 12 turnovers.
Oh, I'm telling you, Lamar's terrible.
In a one-score game in the fourth quarter.
In the fourth quarter when they're winning, they lost.
But Herbert's got nine.
The Miami Dolphins got them last year in a game that I thought they had no chance.
Yeah, they're down by three touchdowns twice and came back
and
in, one,
Lamar
in the fourth
was
quarter.
Terrible, made bad decisions. And then Tua, I think it was Jalen Waddle, had a couple of long touchdowns.
Ty Hill got behind them a couple of times. Waddle scored the game winner.
Maybe. But you know, Josh Allen does the same thing, too.
Purdy or CJ?
CJ.
Goff or CJ?
Goff's playing well.
Goff is playing well.
That Lions offense is pretty good, except unless they're playing the Ravens in Baltimore.
Right.
CJ.
Yeah. Dak or CJ?
CJ.
Geno or CJ?
A lot of these guys we have baggage with. CJ doesn't have that.
That's just it. I know too much about the. You're right. What's the negative I have on CJ right now?
He had the.
I don't have pro negatives.
Yeah,
on
even
him
the
yet.
One,
he hasn't played long enough.
Right.
Even the one awful throw he made.
Psychological.
He got a chance and he redeemed himself.
I don't even remember that bad pick.
Right.
Almost pick six because they won, or it would be. Right. Trust me, I would remember that if they lost that game.
Yep.
If Tyler Boyd catches it, we're having totally different conversations this week.
Jalen or CJ?
Jalen.
Yeah. So, but there's only a handful of guys.
Dude, this is crazy. I mean, I'm giving Joe, and he's having a better year than Joe and Josh, but I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. Jalen, Pat Mahomes. But I think right now, based on not having the negative vibes and negative experiences with C.J. Stroud, it's hard for me to not put him past Dak and Justin Herbert. And Geno probably doesn't get enough credit. Matt Stafford, healthy Matt Stafford or C.J. Stroud?
Oh, I want C.J.
Yeah. It's
and wild. This is the guy who won a Super Bowl and had a game-winning drive in the Super Bowl.
Was it 3 years ago?
Two seasons ago.
Yeah.
Game-winning drive.
I always go back to if Tart catches that ball, he's not even in the Super Bowl.
Understood, but
it was right in his hands.
And if Tyler Boyd doesn't catch the
ball. Yeah, right. Tyler Boyd catches that ball. Of course, CJ would have brought him back for a touchdown.
If USC Maybe. Catches the ball, Vince Young doesn't go down and become an icon.
If they convert on 4th-and-1, we don't have the Vince Young play. So all of these things can determine something. But Matthew Stafford led a game-winning drive in the Super Bowl.
You know when he went down?
And you're still
taking
CJ Stroud.
You know when he went down? This is getting back to the theme of the show earlier on. You know when Matt Stafford's career took a downturn? When he let that girl fall off the stage and went, and walked off. The same thing you did at CVS or Walgreens.
Well,
CVS.
Things happen to you.
There's a big difference.
When you just turn a blind eye.
The biggest difference
to people in need.
The biggest difference, you know, beyond the millionaire Super Bowl winner, is my career can't take a bigger downturn than it already has.
that is true. Well, you can get fired again.
That's happened.
And I'm not sure that that's a downturn.
What's the difference? It's happened before.
Well, you were working with AI to help destroy our country.
That's not what I was doing.
All right. No one really knows for sure. I just know that you were feeding stuff into AI.
Just know I had to sign an NDA. That's all you have to know.
I'm talking about right now. We got news of the weird coming your way next. Right now I'm talking about McGrath Pest Control. Scott McGrath is awesome at what he does. Scott McGrath does this, and I know a lot of most of the people I actually have gone to Scott McGrath, and because of my friends, and they just said he's just awesome. I mean, there's no bugs. If there ever is a bug, you call up there, and they're gonna come back out there, and it just doesn't happen. Okay, Scott McGrath worked tirelessly for a business. As a matter of fact, Nick was in here. They had a bug problem at Nick's place. Scott McGrath came in and said, Nick had tried I don't know how many different ones, and Scott McGrath said, "I'll get this done. Don't worry." And sure enough, he got that done, and it has been fantastic because this is what Scott McGrath does. He's going to kill those bugs. If you've got any issue whatsoever with bugs and you think, well, this is unsolvable, no, it is solvable. Scott McGrath can solve it. I've got a mosquito I had a mosquito problem in my backyard. Done. A mosquito murdering system. Scott McGrath is perfect at what he does. He is going to kill those bugs for you. And if you got varmints, he does that as well. He went and collected possums at my house, and done. Problem solved. All you got to do is give him a call, 281-469-8240, 281-469-8240, or go to McGrathPestControl.com. He's the best. You'll love him, Scott McGrath. It's a locally owned and operated business, and he's going to be conscientious. He's going to make sure it gets done every time. McGrathPestControl.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. Take his pork chop.
I don't want his pork chop. I want his life.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird. Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the weird.
News.
Weird.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I'm going to say this now.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure you want to read? And I don't even know, but I searched through the stories yesterday when they came out, and I said, I wonder if John's going to bring up the beer.
The yeast? No, I wasn't.
Okay.
But I think we did that before.
Have we?
Oh, no, maybe I said this is one I can't do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's keep it that way.
Yeah. It's about an OnlyFans model.
She's going to help make
a flavored beer. She's going to flavor a beer.
Well, one of the ingredients.
Do you?
I don't.
I
don't want to.
Do you want that beer?
Nope, I don't want that beer. I don't want OnlyFans beer with an OnlyFans ingredient in it. No, I don't. No thanks.
So it's their version of monks in the Alps stomping on grapes?
Yeah, it's kind of like hops and all that stuff, you know, different types.
It's different, a little different. But isn't there yeast in beer?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's an awful thing to draw a comparison to.
It's a story.
That's terrible.
It is. That actually is the story, if you want to know the truth. A man who killed his girlfriend has been released from prison. Can you guess why?
She talked too much?
No. No, he's been released from prison after he killed his girlfriend.
Accidentally. Was it an accident?
Nope. No, actually, he killed her because she had reprimanded him for leaving too many crumbs on a hotel bed.
So why was he released?
Yeah.
They thought that was something reasonable?
No. He became dangerously overweight. Ooh. So if you become dangerously obese, you will be released from prison for murder.
Boy, that's a commitment if you're trying to get out that way, though.
But apparently he was committed to it anyway. He killed her because of crumbs in the hotel bed.
Yeah, but she.
He was committed to eating before this.
But
I think.
What he could say is, "Look, can I not even eat in the hotel bed?"
But he doesn't even look that. He wasn't that big, actually. Look,
oh my God,
he really went.
He
found a loophole.
He went really hard on the Cheetos.
That guy looks like he's 170.
I know.
So did he lose? If he loses weight, does he go back to prison?
Yes.
Oh, how about that?
If you're going to get out, you got to stay that way.
How about that? Okay. It might have been a little bit, he might have overreacted just a hair because she said, you know, you left too many crumbs, so he killed her.
But what was her tone when she said it?
Yeah, that's what, I need more context.
Are we blaming the victim?
We need more context.
Are you, though?
I simply need context, because you're making definitive statements, and I don't have context.
Okay.
Did she say it really meanly, and that's what drove him over the edge, John?
Don't know, but I'm not blaming the victim.
What about his mental state?
Well, here's a story that hits close to home. A Northeast CVS only has photos of paper products on the shelves due to theft. Okay, maybe, Dell, if we would adopt that CVS policy here, you wouldn't be in the kind of trouble that you're in today.
I'm not in any trouble.
Okay. You got major trouble earlier.
Don't
from
you?
A police officer
For those
called.
Of you that weren't here, Dell watched a man at CVS walk out with not paying for a cart full of products.
I would like to put some context around it.
And he snickered.
I didn't laugh.
And he left a penny saying, here, I did my part.
No, the gentleman tried to pay several times as these two give you fake news. The gentleman tried to pay several times, but the checkout, self-checkout, didn't read his card well, and he had enough. He was frustrated, so he left. Now, it is true that I did not stop him from stealing, but I felt it wasn't my responsibility, and I said, good sir, go feed your family. And he went on his way. Can't keep that man from feeding a starving children like these
two. Well, that's what you're assuming. Or he could have just been having a party with his boys. You don't know.
Buying mango pineapple fruit juice?
Vodka and pineapple? You never had it?
He didn't buy vodka.
He didn't buy vodka. He already had it.
I feel like...
Because he could be an alcoholic.
Oh,
and
now,
here you
now
are.
Now you're assuming.
Well, you don't know.
You don't know. He could have been feeding three kids who he has to split a CVS grocery list with. And you are criticizing him and criticizing me for not stopping him.
Or he's having a party with his boys drinking vodka and pineapple.
It's kind of a sad party.
Well, you didn't help him. His sadness is even worse today.
Okay.
And on top of it, he had to steal the pineapple juice.
He tried to pay. He simply could not.
Apparently, a Florida couple was charged with felonies after having public sex. They did say, though, it was a dream come true for them. Okay?
Okay.
It was always a dream of mine, she said. Apparently, on public property, naked juveniles present.
Oh.
But apparently, this was a dream. Has this ever been a dream of yours?
Not really. Not, no.
A felony for that?
No, I don't.
A felony.
What does she look like?
It's a felony.
Oh, she... Okay.
I was already digging
around.
John
the judge? You would have thrown the book at her?
You're going okay. To prison.
I was already digging around on the outside thing, and I was like, nah, I've already crossed that off the box. I'm like, hey, not with me.
What?
That doesn't count. So now I'm like, yes, I need, we have to do that. Nope, you'll die without it.
Wait a minute. You tried, and then it was like, no, I can't. We can't do this.
No, I said, hey.
Did you put the kibosh?
We should do this. She goes, no, I don't really. That doesn't appeal to me. I've already done that. I'm like,
what? Wait.
What about
me?
Conmigo.
Wait, you already did that?
Yeah, what about conmigo?
Conmigo. Not con mi hijo. Con mi hijo means with my kid.
Conmigo.
Conmigo.
I put the G soft. Oh. Conmigo.
It's not soft. It's
conmigo.
You don't want a soft G.
Yeah, you don't want that soft G there.
Because that's con mi hijo. That's
not
with my
conmigo.
Kid.
I don't want
with my
conmigo.
Son.
You don't want conmigo.
That. Not with your son. All right, we're done. Paul Gallant is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hope you enjoyed the show, and we will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. Right now, I'm talking about Artisan Grange. I'm talking about Canstead and Dupland. I'm talking about the danger is that is dipping with tobacco, with nicotine, and how it's not good. And we've seen plenty of times where it's, and not only not good, it's dangerous. And by the way, it's gross, okay? Your teeth yellowed and the stuff in between your teeth and grossness and spittle on your shirt and the filth and flarn that it is. I'm telling you, it's not. I dare you find a woman that says, man, I really love him dipping, spitting all over the place and smelling like that. Yeah, that's great. Please do more of that. Never. Been said never. But what has been said is, hey, I don't even notice it. If you get the Canstead and the Dublin, it's hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil. CBD American Shaman says we love it so much that we're going to carry it in our stores. And more stores, more and more stores in the Houston area are carrying it. If you're looking for the best way safely, with the taste that you like, mint, citrus, tobacco, they've got all the flavors. They've got all kinds of flavors. You'll find it that you want. But wean yourself from that nicotine. Wean yourself from that dip. 975-DIP.com, 975-DIP.com.
ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5, Dude.
Have you paid your dues, Jack? Yes, sir. The check is in the mail.
Bye, bitch.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.